דף פ"ז עמוד בית, אמר רבי ישעיה, מאי דכתיב, תדקס פרזוני בישראל, צדקה עושה הקדוש ברוך הוא בישראל, שפזרון לבין הומר. בן שלום דרך גבלדיק צדקה וכלל יסוד אתם מפוזר בין הומר. היינו דאמר לה, ההוא מינר לרב חנינה, ובמין דת קיים תרב חנינה ותתיינה. Anan malinam minaychu. We are better people than you are. Ktibuchu. By Bayidin it says, Yisheishes chadoshim yoshav shom yoyo v'chol Yisrael ad hichis kol zochol v'edei. Took them 6 months and they wiped out all the scholim of Edei. That's the tziche. Ilu anan, we... Yisinchu gabon kama shamin. You're with us so many years. You're in our reshus and our shlipe. Like abdina luchu midi. We don't do anything to you. See what was fine mention is then. Amalei retzaymchi yitafu loch talmidecha. So one of the talmidim will answer this me. Nitpalei rabbi shayi. Amalei mishum. He says not because of your tzidkis. You don't know how to do it, how to accomplish it. So cleaning kulu to get rid of all of us. Let's now you got by you. They're not all by you, so you can't get rid of all of these. So what's the alternative? My deika gabaihu, you should just get rid of the Eden which are by you. It's kari lechu malchusek tiyosa. So you'll be called out of the abgam in your malchus, and not kahak the malchus. Omalei, so he told him this mean gapa de roimoi, it's a shame of the Zorarash, he says, of the roimim bohonach sinan the bohos, like he never take our problem. We don't know how to solve this problem, so that's what's keeping the Eden alive. Let us see, Rashi, Gafet de Loimoi, Nishba, Bavay de Zohar. Boho, Nachzinen, Boho, Salkinen, Bemachshob, Zuhonu, Asukim, Tomi, that's our problem, how to solve this problem. Skip to Rashi, before Tzedaka, also, Shepizron, Shloihoyu, Yecholim, Lachalois, and Yachot, Tapaloch, Talmidecha, Lashiv, Chotshuve. The Oruch says, Gafet de Loimoi, Asher, it's a shame, Avay de Zohar, so the Oruch says, Hoyu machanim oisoi horoymiim bimipto shem havaya. They call their Avay de Zohar with the shem havaya, yudkei vovkei. Vachazal ichlifu ois yud legimul and ois vov lefei. And the hay they made for an aleph. Since the same oifen of pronunciation is a yud and a gimel, both are with the tongue, mistame, and a vav and a fe, both are with the lips, and the aleph is some of the same like a hay. So that they got from what they called the shem avaya, Chazal wrote down gapo de ramoy. That was the avay de zore of the ramiyim. Then they bring from the Gainim another pshat, that he didn't say in an Avodah Zarah of the Raimiyim, no, Raimi Musa, V'goiva, U'gvurosa, V'uzo, V'itzumo, V'memshalta shal Raimi, he said this in the strength of the Raimiyim, V'hon Afsin and V'hos Alkin. Tani Rabbi Chiyah, Maidach Siv, Alekim, Hevi Darko, Alakim Havin Darko, Buhu, Yoda es Mekoimo. Yoidea Kodish Boko es Yisrael Shainam Yechailim Lakabu Gzeres Achzorius Edoim. And the Nyakim says we Yishmoel. Fika Chiglo Isom Le Bobo. That's why the Rabbanish Loelum made them go to Bobo. What does Rashi say? The Rashi here doesn't say, Higlo Yisrael Lebovu, Shein Kastim Achzoriyim Kishar Umeis. Taisa says, Higlo Yisrael Lebovu, V'hod Ama Begitin Rachmone, Rabbi Nishlam, Betulah, either it should be under your protection, Oy Betulah the Bar Esau, but they couldn't be Seivul Golis Bovu, Alma b'nei Esav malu zwei von der Babliim. So Teisi says, heine lebos al dosel chaveri lebolu. Is a machloikes of chaverim wa parsiim, chaverim wa keimrim, galochim. But when they came to Babel, then it became unbearable. But till then, the Babliim and Tadatzmon were better than those from Edom and Yishmael. Ba'amar Abolozo, lehigla kadish bovesh Yisrael abovel elo mitnei sha'amuko kisho'e. Bovel is a very, has a very low land. It's amuk kisho'e. Shenema miyad she'el evdein in moves egole. So Rashi says, sha'amuko kisho'e, v'yivtein misho'am maher, k'moish yivticham miyad she'el evdein. The Marsha explains the Pashta Dikra is Miyad Shoel Eftem, the Rabbein Islam will be Poide Klal Yisrael from Aktsara Gdoila Va'amuka Kisha'il Umovet. That's the Haftach of the Rabbein Islam. That when there'll be an Amatzah of Tsara Gdoila Va'amuka Kisha'il, then Eftem, then there's Haftach. The Rabbein Islam wanted that the Gula should be from Bovel, and that the Pasuk should be Niskayim to that what Bovel is Omuk. That you shouldn't have to be Mekayim the whole Pashtei Vikro, that it should be Tzoris Amukes Kishoel. No, it should be a long land. So that's why, so that he was Mesavid, that the Gola should be in Bovel, that this Pasuk should be applicable also to Gola's Bovel, that should bring about a Mehiris from the Gula, that there should be an Ega'ola, because this is also a type of Shoyl. Abchanina Omam in Neshe Korev L'Shoynam L'Loshin Torah. So Memele, so therefore the Golas should not be a Golas that will be Machik them from Torah. Very interesting, the Marsha says, Be'emes in this Pasuk, Elokim Hevi Darke V'yodas Mekoyma, Pashto Dikra is speaking about Torah, not about Klal Yisrael. But because he says it's very good, Elokim Hevi Darke V'yodas Mekoyma, the Rebbein Shalom wanted that Torah should have a Kiyum in all the Matzovim, so that's why Klal Yisrael went to Bovel. That on Koponim, that the Lashon of Bovel is Roch Korah to the Lashon of Torah, so it will be easier for them to learn Torah and Bovel. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, the reason Golas Bovel was Neshe Shigron Lebeis Imon. They were sent back to where they went as Gadol. Moshe La'odam Shekoras Al Ishtoi Leichen Mishadro Lebeis Imon. The Memele, so since Avraham Avinu was this Gadol, in Aram, so Memele, so that's why they were sent to Bovel. Avraham Yul Kazdim. So that's Bovel. Behindu the Rabbi Alexandri. The Omar Shloisha Chosru Lamata Osam. There are three that returned to their previous state. Elohim Yisrael, Kesef Mitzrayim, Uksav Luchas, and the Ksav of the Luchas. Yisrael or Damorah. That's why they were sent to Bovel, because they originated from Bovel. Mulkazdim. Kes of Mitzrayim, the Bizas Mitzrayim also returned to the Mitzrayim. See, Vahi Bashon Achmishis Lamelech Echavon, Olo Shishak Melech Mitzrayim Al Yerushalayim, and they took back the money. Benotos Kolo Oitzvus, Rashi says. The Marsha says, with this we can understand that when Klal Yisrael went to the Mitzrayim, there was a Loshin Shailah. If they meant to keep it, then Rabbi Nishon knew eventually it will return to the Mitzrayim. This man, some of them, it's a Losh and Shailah. It's only if a Shailah is man. Ksav Aluchis, Tachsiv Ashabrem Leinecha. V'ton Aluchis Nishberu, V'oisi Yais Perchis. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Shekov l'shoinim l'loshin toirem l'itishtakach toirem mehen maher. V'beis imon avrom yulkazdim yotzo. Kesef Mitzrayim shebozuzu Yisroel v'teisam in Mitzrayim. שבוזזו ישראל בצייסו ממצרים, כדכתיבה ינוצנו אס מצרים. ויבבי רחב אמרו שישך מלך מצרים ונוטל אס כל העצם. עד איזה פסמוך דקח סמסייפר, מפרס מוישה דקח סמסייפר סזר ונאות, that we find by Golas Bovel, they forgot Peitschwerter. They pull them up. What does this mean? The Chasam Sofer asks, he says, it's very interesting. We see in all the other Golas that people go from one Medina to another Medina, Meretach, Na'al, Tungarish, Polish. I mean, they speak the Lashon that they spoke before. They don't forget so easily the Lashonis from where they came. And then by Golas Bovel, we see that there was a lot of things they forgot, even though it says in our Gemara that Kolim Lashonim, the Lashon HaKodesh. So the Chasam, the Lashon Torah. So the Chasam Sofer says, I say, that why is it called Lashon HaKodesh? He says, a Dovo Shebekdusha doesn't stick to a person. By a Dovo Shebekdusha, there's a cloud, Asoiv einecha boi veinemu. If you're Messiah das, so then you forget it. Not vorem kedoshim, a person can remain. You see something, you heard something, that will remain in his head for years. But a dovesh epikdusha, oi melik nishtin dos, he loses it. That's what some say, because so that's why they even forgot the Lashon, because the Lashon is Lashon HaKodesh. It's the Lashon Shekdusha. So koponim, we see at Teichen Vorem Megim, so the Golas was especially made to Bovel, Al Koponim, that how much Shikha could be avoided, since we had a Lashon, which is Me'ein Lashon HaKodesh, so like Tishtakach Teirem Me'em. That's why this was taken into consideration, because Bovel was chosen for the Mokim HaGolas. Rashi further, Kesem Mitzrayim Shabbos Yisrael B'Teisem Mitzrayim V'Lasivi Nosos Mitzrayim V'Mei Rechavim Ola Shishat Melech Mitzrayim V'Nosos Koloit Leinechem Kloim What's it? V'ashabrem Leinechem. So really the Marshav explains it should have said Lifnechem. What? Le'einechem Kloim Edobel Peler Yisem Shom Sha'ayin Poine Le'istakel Boy. It was something to see. Oysi Yais Poichot. They were able to see, so that's why it caught their eye. That's the time of Shabra and Leinechem. The Masha is Amere de Kikashe. The Masha asks, the Chazal tell us in Megillah that the Oishis and the Luchas were Oishkak through and through. There was no, that means it wasn't Oishkak. So it was Oishkak through and through. Men v'samach shebeluchas b'nei soyoindim. So when you break the Luchas, sakad yev Oishis peiches. There was no oisiyah. It was duchkak. It was hollow. The oisiyah was hollow. It was bored through and through the luchas. That was the oisiyah. So if you break the luchas, you don't have any oisiyah. That the marshos can anes the seichnes. I feel the oisiyah, which al pi derech hatev, it's impossible to see, because if you don't have luchas, automatically you don't have oisiyah. Al pi ken those oisiyah they saw. So Mamela was a nes b'seich nes, and that's why Leinechem was something that you were able to see. Ula Oma, another reason why Klal Yisrael went to Bodo. Kidei sheyoichlu t'morim v'yasku b'toyrem. So Krashi, t'morim yesh b'bovel harbe, so there's an abundance of t'morim in Bodo. And Mamela, so if you have, you don't have daigus parnose, that means if you have an abundance of food, so Mamela, so you can learn better, like this, you have a lechaim al tzavoy v'yasek v'teire, but if food is cheap, so Mamela, you can more readily learn teire. Look to Gemara, ukla, ula ikla lepunta disa, krivo lei terine de tamri. So they brought him a basket full of tamari. Oma lohu kama kihani bezuzi. How many baskets can you purchase for a zuz? Oma lei klas bezuzi. Three baskets, three full baskets you can buy from a zuz. Omar Meloi Tana de Dubshe Bezuza, you can buy baskets full of tomorrow for Zuz, Ubav Loi Loi Oski Be Reise, so the Mashas is a one shot to Loshen Tamiya. That means you can buy food so cheap, so the Mela, you should learn. Belaila Tahu, that was when he ate it, but at night, he felt, it was not the two, the stomach, the Gemara says in Dachman Ksubis, that Gemara Ma Mishalshul. So Memele, he had a lot of tar at night. Oma Meloi Tano Sama de Moisa Bezuza de Bobo Bablo Yoski Bireisa. Fakel, so he praised them, not criticized them. Fakel, that Sama de Moisa, and they still learn, but made of it. Ba Oma Rabbeloza. Mai der si, beholchu amim rabbit. Vomru lechu v'nal el har Hashem el beis elokei Yaakov. So the Gemara asks, elokei Yaakov, v'loi elokei Avrom v'Yitzchok, elokei Avrom shekosov v'yhar, shenemar asher yomar hayim bahar Hashem yiroe, elokei Yitzchok shekosov v'yisode, shenemar v'yitze Yitzchok v'suach besode, Ela ki Yaakov shekorei bayi shenema vayikra shem amoke mahu beis kel. To understand a little, this agadete is a psegoin ala teire that upon them a little will be able to understand. The goin says there were three mekaimais in Harabai. There was Harabai, there was the Azore, and there was the Kodesh Kadosh. Harabayis hoyo letfile hainu gemilas chasoda. Beisach nishklo, what the hainu is, well, kaponim, that was the mokim of Harabayis. Behainu ha, vahazore lekorbonis, hainu avoide, hainu sode. Sode is never. The Kodesh HaKadoshim Shoma Teire Munach Vahainu Bayis. So it seems from the Goyin that these three Dargis and Harabayis were the Avoida of the Sholesh Ovei. Avron, that was the Damuda Chesed, is Memele, so the Chelik of Harabayis, that's Meyuchid Letzvile, Hainu Gmilas Chasodim, maybe means to say because the whole Kabbalist will of the Rabbeinu Shloim as an in of Gemilas Chasodin that the Eimishter is Goymul Chesed to Klal Yisrael and the Shemeyat Filosom. So Memele, could be that's what it means to say, Kedushas Harabayis, which is Meyuchad Letfilim, this was through the Avoide of Avram Avinu. Kedushas Azore, which is Meyuchad Leshchitas HaKaponis, and the Avoide, that was Keneged, Yitzchak, that was the Avoide, the Poyl Yoyte of Yitzchak, who was the Amud Avoide by Klal Yisrael. And Yaakov Avinu, who was the Amud Atoire, so that's how Klal Yisrael was Eichet to the Kodesh Kadoshim, which the whole Kiddushe came out from the Toire Hamunach Besoichoi, and that bite. That was the Avoide of, through the Avoide of Yaakov Avinu. So Trashi Tirine Sal, Kama Kihani Bezuzi, Kama Me'elu Bezuzecho. Hare Meiria, Vesode de Yitzvok, Ubeis Kel de Yaakov, Kulom Barabayis is Palabo. Shekore Bayis, Mokim Yushik. Zot de Gemore. Omar Rab Yoichanin, Godul Kibetz Goliyas, Kiyoim Shenivru Boi Shamayim Vohorez, שנאמר, ונקפצו בני יהודה ובני ישראל יחתו, ושמו להם ראש אחד, ואולו מן האורץ, כי גודו יוים יזרעו. So the יוים of קיבץ גוליאס, the פוסק calls it a יוים, יוים יזרעו. סי ואי ערב ואי בויקר, יוים אחד. So it seems it has the same קריא השם, that has the same קריא השם that the Yom Rishon has, the Vice President's Godel, Ki Yom Bria Shemayim Boaz. Rashi yoim kneishiyim, kneishiyim et hagaminim. That the knisa, the yoim kibbet goyis, goyole yoim ki yitziris bereishis. Zog the Gemara weiter. We had in the Mishnah that if a Yosem had two apotropsim, Yosem sheshachtu olam apotropsim, Yoichal b'mokem shehu roitze. Rashi said in the Mishnah, apotropsim shoyuloi shnayim, imnu ze al pisroi vize al pisroi, from a mele, so which Korban Pesach should he eat from? Should he eat from the Korban Pesach, that whatever he wants. Start the Gemara weiter. Yasem sheshachtu olam apotropsim. So we have here, so both apotropsim shechtu the Korban Pesach for one Yosem, so he eats from whichever one he wants to eat. Shamet mino yesh breiret. So we see from here yesh breiret. Amar abzeire sel abayis mikol moki. So Rashi says yesh breiret shehubra shebezen isratze bishash shchite ilu haydiyuhu. That means the gilui das that we have Bishashchite, we say this is Mevarer, the Rotten he had, he wanted to be a monoi Bishashchite. We mentioned before with Aloche that one cannot shecht a Korban Pesach without the das of the Bala Korban. That means if he wants to include, if Luga wants to include Shimon in this Korban Pesach, so Shimon has to be aware of it. You need the das of Shimon. So Kochach, we say that Chiyach Seifei al Tchilosoi, which is Tolly in Breire, we say Shehubra, Shebezen Yisratza B'Shashchit. We say that what he wants now is what we say is Nisbarel, that this he would be Nisratza B'Shashchit Iloidiyu. If they would have told him, then he also would have said the same thing. So that's totally in Breire. If you hold Ein Breire, so we don't say that that which was done later is Mevare, what was aimed to be before. On Arab Zeire, Sel Abayis Mikolmok. Sel Abayis, Zot Rashi, Ish Bal Abayis, Yikochenu Lechol B'nei Beisoi, Ve'ein Tzorich Data. Now Rashi, there's a machlokes Rashi in Tosfos, the Baal not learning Tosfos, but Al Kaponim Rashi learns Pshat the Gemara as follows. The Pasuk said that a Baal Abayis should sell, he should, it's mutl on him, and it's bekoichoi, to be mafresh aser labayis, for the Bnei Bayis. So see, Bnei Bayis includes the daughters, the sons, the avodim, knanim. This all falls into the category of sel aboy. And if the Torah put it into his hands and his jurisdiction, so it's a gilui akroh that you don't need the das. That's the gilui akroh. Ish balabayis yikochenu lechol b'nei beisoy. That, the pasuk is ish sel aboyis. That the Ish, the Baal, he's the one that can be mafrish, the Seh, for the Bayis. Vein tzorich sato. So memele, we don't need the das of the cup. But there's a shekelicha problem over here. So Bishloim by a father with one son, good, so the pekel, the das of, is he wants the son to be a monoi on this cotton paser, so the son, you don't need the das of the son, it's a cotton, becomes a monoi a yidei data ishalot. But by a yosim, we have two apotropsim.
And each one made him a monoi on their Korban Pesach. Now, you can't be a monoi on two Korbanis Pesach. So what happens over here? Each one is bekoyach to make him a monoi. Each one made him a monoi. And the Gemara says that he eats whichever one he wants. And we don't know prayer. So we have a very difficult halacha to understand. So the Svasemis asks the Kasha. We have to understand what he answers. So Svasemis says as follows. Like Kasha Midi. The Lesalik Atzmoy Shaloi Lechol Me'echot Shapir Moyel Gili Datoy Afilu Achashchite Avde Ein Breire. So the Svasemis says, to be misalik himself, not to eat from one of the two korbanis, so he can be misalik himself after the shchita, even though we hold ein breira. So it would seem from the Svas Emes that the Svas Emes learned that when a person can't be a monui on two korbanis, that means he can't be a monui to eat two korbanis. He said, that's true. So later he'll decide which one to eat. As they may say from the Svas Emes, they don't mean breire. They mean the das als bala kolben. We don't need it. In fact, we have the das of the apotropis. Though there's a problem, you can't be a moli on two kolben psochim. That means you can't eat from two kolbonis pesach. You only have to be a mamuna once, so if I count. So later he'll decide which one he wants to be, which one he'll eat from. Theoretically, he's a money on both, but he can't eat from both, so he'll decide which one he'll eat from later. As they may say from the Svas Emes. But it is still very, very unclear. Number one, let us ask a pertinent shaila. Lemaise, by a Korban Pesach, there's a din ritzui of a korban. It means the korban is meratze. The zrik is meratze. There's a ritzui. The din shchita for the bailam. You have to be a balakol. Now let me ask a pertinent question. Which korban did he get a ritzi from? They shechted two korbanos for him. We don't hold a breire, and the good will decide which he won't eat from both. He'll be misalik himself later. That's in the chila. But let's talk about the ritzi of the korban. The ritzi of the korban, which korban was he meratza with? It's my number one. And number two, we had a svarga from the Svas Emes we mentioned yesterday. The Svas Emes says, the Svas Emes assumes that the Zoch, the Zoch, Lodom, Shalai, Befonov could help by Korban his face. So the Svas Emes says, if the Loch, Zoch, Lodom helps, so if two people shech for one person, which Korban will be his? So the Svas Emes says, the first one will be his. I mean, if we don't have Breire to counteract the Shchita, So the first shchita will be for him. So if the halacha is that each apotropos is bekoyach to shech the korban pesach for him, so lechere it should be his korban pesach is the first. To finish, he was geshachni as a ritzi agotutos. I mean, what's far up shat at a second korban pesach now? For practical purposes, the Mishnah says he can choose to eat from the second korban pesach that was geshachni. But it's really like this, that in Rab Chaim is Ma'oyer, is a beautiful word from Rab Chaim. Rambam says that if a cotton was misgadol, when Pesach Rishon le Pesach Sheni, so it means a Pesach Sheni. I mean, a Pesach Sheni is not a Tashlumim of Pesach Rishon. The Numer Chayim, so now it became a Godel before Pesach Sheni, you have to bring the Pesach Sheni. Frek, Zat Rama Baiter, but what is the Halacha if his father bought from a Pesach Rishon? So he was joined to the Pesach Rishon, then doesn't go. So a person that brings a Pesach Rishon doesn't have to bring a Pesach Sheni. As they state in Rambam. Frek the Kesef Mishnah, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, if a person ate matzah when he was a shaita, and later he became a shaita, so he has to eat matzah again. Why does he have to eat matzah again? Because b'shas, when he ate, there was a lot of achiyuda. He can't be yoitzu without achila. Sheit is potsam in a mitzvah. He eats late. So he became oishayi. Eat again. There's no kiyam a mitzvah. If b'shas, the mitzvah was done, he wasn't machuyiv in the mitzvah. That's the case of Mishnah Meir B'Kekasha. How was he yoitzu with the first Pesach Rishon? Then he was a kotten. A kotten is a lav bar mitzvah. So he wasn't mechuyev in mitzvahs Pesach, the cotton. He wasn't mechuyev in mitzvahs. How was the Yetzu at the first call? That the Pesach is not a effect to Kesef Mishnah Kashi. So, Rav Chaim is mevayer the terrace of the Kesef Mishnah as follows. That there are mitzvahs and there are hituyim. That means mitzvahs is totally, it's only called a mitzvah if I'm mechuyev to do it. And it's called, I'm doing a mitzvah. I'm not mechuyev to do it, it's not a mitzvah. The ritzui of the kolben is no shaykes at all with the mitzvah. A kotten is a yid, by a kotten passed a ritzui of a kolben. So the male of the father can bring a kolben pesach from me, he had a ritzui. It means there's no kasha that kotten is potem in a mitzvah. If the whole thing, the whole deal is, does he have the kiyum a mitzvah? She said kotten is a lav bach yuve, it's not mitzvah mitzvah. But here the shayla is not, it's a kotshem the kishayla, not a mitzvah the kishayla. The din is that one has to have the reach of a kolben pesach. So the mai says the father can bring a kolben pesach, when you don't need the das of the kotshem. So he has the reach, finish. As is it Rav Chaim. So Al Kaponim, so it's very modern to understand over here. So which, the two kolben is pesach over here, and so which one did he become a rutzah to? Whatever Kolben Pesach decides to eat, he eats. It's very unclear. Let's go further. Tana Rabot. Sela boi. Milamei she'odom meivi v'shoicheid al yedei b'noi u'bitoi haktar. From this pasuk we learn, al yedei means four. That a person can bring in Shechta Kolben Pesach for Bnoi Ubite Yaktan, for his small children. They're the bayis. He can bring a Kolben Pesach for them. Bal Yedei Avdoi Vishivchoso Yaknani. He could bring for his Eved Knani, the Gdoilim, he can bring a Kolben Pesach for them. They're also on the bayis. Elabois. Bein Midaton, Bein Shaloi Midaton. You don't need their dad. Fakel, that's a Rashi in Lem Shat. You don't need their das. That Fakel, the state said that Isel Aboy is, his das is sufficient. You don't need the das of the cotton. You don't need the das of the earth. Avo, Einoi Sheikhet Aidei Bnoi Yubite Yagdoi. But he cannot shech for his older children without their das. He cannot check for his Ebed Ibri, and it's for Amo Ibriya without their das. Here you need their das. So the Paraisa differentiates that Chiddush that it says in the Pasuk, Sel Aboyis, that the Baal Abayis can be mafrish in Sheichet Aser for Beisoy, that is Zavke, Tanim and Abodim Knanim. But the others in the bayis, Ishtoi, Bonav Agdoilim, Avdoi, Emedibri, they you need their das. Now let us see Rashi. Al Yedei, so Rashi all of a sudden comes to tell us, Taima Dikho, Bishvil, Shebnoi Ubitoi Aktanim, Olov lechanchon. The zechi of chinuch that is mutul on the yov. Hilkach bein midatom da'ainu b'stome. That means stome. We'll see later. K'demuki lekamom. You don't need a beferish das. There's an antzadi. There's an assumption that I can assume some of their niche. With that the father is mafresh a kolben for them. So memela, this you don't need the chiddush already of selabay sovis. I mean, you have a stomach. The stomach is stomach the nicha with that's called das already. Yeah. Mein shloim mit dat. But the Chiddush is, a fellow shloim mit dat. The Omri loy. And we don't want to be a money on this Kolben. Is Allah ein yechaylim limchais. They cannot be loyche. That means you don't need your dat. Now Rashi says a time of the crop. All of Lechancha. Now we see a Moistik Echidish, that is a Chiyiv Chinuch, and the Yop, we learn Chinuch is a Rabbonon. Unless I think the Baal Shmuel wants to bring from one Pshat, that Dosh Teit and Posik, the Chiyiv Chinuch of Kolben Pesach is a Daraisa. That's what I sell a boy. Dosh Teit and Posik, that the father, it's Mutter on the father, to be Makir the Kolben Pesach for his Ketanet. A gavurcha, there's something very interesting. Could be that the Shulchan Aruch or Rav said, even though the chiyuv chinuch as the rabbono, but the chiyuv on the father to teach his son Torah tivolonu Moshe is that min haTorah, because we learned this out from a pasuk. Sheitzchel ledaber oviv malam doy Torah, my Torah tivolonu Moshe. So we see in chinuch guf there chinuch via the rabbono. But in certain halachas, there's a deraisa di kechinuch. There's a chinuch deraisa. So the melissa could be, that's what this pasuk is telling us. Sell aboyis, he's mechuyim to see the bon of a bitoy aktanim, that it's mutl for him to be mafresh a korban pesach, and he's a complete baila. You don't need their that. Vechain, that's the first halach in the deraisa. Vechain avdoy vishivchosoy aknaniim, Al kol chom yimshichu acho. Again, you don't need their das. Then nimshach acho the other. Now Rashi said, "Take it to a time of the crow." What's the reason for them? The smuchin olos. They're dependent on him. Now lechayre, this is a very sosom de kerashi. In what way does Rashi mean they're dependent on him? Perhaps we could say that since they're mezainis, they're dependent on their odin for their mezainis, so the ruchniestik in mezainis also is mutal on him to see that they should have, they have to have matzah, they have to have pesach, so that's his job. That's the odin, that's odin's job. They're dependent on him. Megahar takashe, the Gemara says in Gittin that an Odin can tell his Eved, I say, Imi Veine Zamcha. He doesn't have to give him his Zainis. It's not much what the Taich Smuchim Ola. Unless we'll say that the Ruchni is to give him his Zainis, he can't say after Imi Veine Zamcha. He can only say that only on Tamazay food, but on the Ruchni is to give him his Zainis, he's attacking dependent on him, it's Mutal Ola of the Zainam. Basically. Avol shit chosay ivrit. Now Rashi says, but an om ivrit. Avol gabloy meshkachas lo elo biktano, do yoitso bisimon. Avakim dein olov lechancho, yechoy lo limchoy. The Torah never put it into his hand, because here is no chi of chinuch. He's not mechuyif to be mechanuch as om ivrit. So memele says, not mutal olov. So he is not the bailim to shech the kol b'pesach for him. That's one bereich. Tanya yidach, we learned another bereich. Lo yishchait adam, lo al yidei b'noi u'bitei agdela. One should not check for his older children. Va yidei avdei v'shibchosei yidre, not for the avadivri. Va yidei yishtoi, not for his wife, elo midatot. So this group, you need that. Avon shaykhitu idei b'noyu b'itei haktanim. Baidei avdoi v'shibchosei haknanim. Bein midato, bein shaloi midato. So, the Baal, we didn't learn any no chiddush. This is repetitious of what we learned in the first baraisa. Now the baraisa that's telling us some new halachas. V'kulam, sheshachatu. What is the halacha if they shechted their own kolben pesach? V'shochat rabon aleihem, And the Odin checked it for their balls. So Sulchedus is speaking about Avodim Knanim, Avodim Knanim. They checked the Don Kolben Pesach. They did not want to eat the Kolben Pesach of the Odin. Yoitzin b'shel rabon. So the yoitze b'shel rabon, the yoitzin b'shel atmon. And they are not yoitze b'shel atmon. Chut min ha'isha, she'yachayla limchais. An isha, since it's yachayla limchais, we'll see later what this means, so she is not yoitze with the kolben of her husband. So the reitis loshen of the baraisa, it would seem. But the Emerson in the Bereise, we had five cases. Bona Vaktanim, we had Avodim Knanim, Isha, Bona Vagdoilim, and an Evadidri. So it would seem there's only one case that is Yechayla Limchais, and that's Isha. Chutz mina Isha, she Yechayla Limchais, she could be Moichah. So since he could be Moichah, some Mela, who he shechted for her, a Kolben Pesach, she could be Moichah, she's the one who's Kolben Pesach. Rech the Gemara, Maishno Isha, well, why Dafka Isha, you have two other cases, which you can't be Makrim Shaloi Midato. We have a Bonav Agdoilim, and an Eved Ivri. On Arove, Isha V'chol de Domila. The Isha doesn't mean Isha, Isha means this group. This group that you can't be makrib, only midatom, so if they shechted, they call them Pesach, so mamele, so they're not yaita with the husband's called Pesach, the father's called Pesach, they yaita with the home. Okay, so now we know Isha is lavdak, Isha means the group that you need datom. Frag the Gemara itta an andere kashe on this bereis. A gufa kashe. Amrit chutz min ha'isha sheyechayla limchais. We say, an isha, since she can be moiche, so therefore she's not yaita with her husband's kol. Taime demochi, vaistois, that when is she not yaita? When she was moiche. Halai mochi, but what is the halach if she wasn't moiche? Nafke Michel Bailo. Vaistachois, that you need a positive macho to make that she should not be Yaita Michel Bailo. But stomach, she's Yaita Michel Bailo. That's what it says in the Sefer. Vaktoni Reisha, Voloya, Yedei Ishta, you can't check the Kolben Pesach for Ishta. Elomi Daton, you need the Feirish there, that. There is a stira between the Reish and the Sefer. The Reish, Vaistachois, you need a positive that. And the Seva weiss doch heus, but you don't need a positive das. Stomme, das ist to be yaitza with him. Unless she was moiche, then she's yaitza with him. Alami datot, ha stomme, loy nafke. And for the Gemara, no, you're not learning correct pshat. My alami datot, lav the omri in. Not that they have to say, yes, I want to be with you. Ella bistomo. No, that means that they don't say anything. I assume there's an ansadi that is an nichuse for the isha to be yaitze with bailo. There's an nichuse for the children to be yaitze with aviyem. La puki heichi da omoloi. So now the Gemara says that the Gemara is saying like this: you need that, but always you have that. Stome, you have that. That's the stome. But if they say they don't want to be yoitz, then they're not yoitz. Frag the Gemara, so if stome, automatically she's yoitz with the kolben of her husband, unless she said loy, so let's learn this halacha, v'kulam she'shochtu, v'shochat rabon aleim yoitzin v'shel rabon, the bestom, yoitz, that's called Uktani chutz mineisha, mineisha yachayla limchais. If there's a stomach, so why isn't she yaitza with her husband? Omarove, even sheshachtoi, ain't lecha michli godlo mizeh. I can't tell you. The Gemara answers, no. the actions speak louder than words. That guva that she shechts her own korban pesach is a hayro, a hichocha, that she doesn't want to be yaitza with his korban pesach. Then taki you're not yaitza. Zot Rashi. Hochi gar sinya, tanya idach, lo yishchait adam, loy al yedei bnoi. Lo yishchait adam, loy yedei bnoi. Ubitei agdeilam, lo yedei avdei vishiv chose yivri. Lo yedei ishtoi, elo midaton, avu shoychetu. Yeah, chutz, then it says, chutz min ishe, she yoytis bishel atmo, mitnei shem machoso macho, Likai malon yechoylo isha shetoyma labayla eimei vitrashi Likai malon yechoylo isha shetoyma labayla eimei nizoynes mishaloch ve eimei oise litzoche. Now Rashi comes in with a goal, a nayezach, that why can an isha be moiche? Because she can say, Eini Nizaynis Ba'Eini Oysev. So we have to understand what's the Nekud over here. First of all, this is a very, very problematic Rashi. Speaking of this whole Takon is Adarabonon, that is the Balas Chayim Nizayn himself. Eini Nizaynis Ba'Eini Oysev. If we were correct in saying Pshat in Rashi before, that the reason the Torah gave the bailus of the Korban Pesach of an Eved Knani to his Odin is because it's mutol olav lozoinai. So the one who's mutol lozoinai, the Torah gave the bailus of shechting a Korban Pesach. He's the bailum. So then we can understand Rashi a little bit. So Rashi is saying, that means if we couldn't avoid this halacha, she couldn't say any nizaynis be any oisimo. So then, any oisimo tzolchecho. So then the halacha would be that because it's mutal olav lezayna. So memelis, also he is the bailus on haruchnis tikachilis. And then he edach in tzushtel. But since the halacha is that she can always avoid this, she can always avoid this by saying, "Eini nizaynis v'eini oisimo v'eini oisul itzolchecho." The foul, that's why he doesn't have the bailus. But in emissing, this is very schwer, because if everything is totally in mizaynis, what's by omevriye? Omevriye is also chayv in mizaynis. And there, Rashi says, the reason he's not a bailim is because the reason he's not a bailim is because he's not mechuyev chinuch. But why isn't this a factor? Why isn't the chiyuv mezaynus a factor? Very unclear. This nekudah. Hari garsine, maishna isha kloima. Maishna ihi me'avdi v'shichose yivrim, ubnoi yibite yagdoyle. Mishani Omar Rove Isha Bechol the Domilo the Hainu Kol Ani. All those that means includes Eved Ivri and B'nai Yibita Gdoil. She Echoyles Limchoyt Mash Mishah Shemacho Shalem Macho Alma Taime is the Machoy Ostom Yoyitza Bishal Bailo. There tells me that on. Sino Fuch Echadam Aloy Eino No Roitzim the Hainu Macho. Let us see Taisa. Shamet mino yesh breya. The Gemara had a problem. It says by an apotropis, that whichever korban the yosem decides to eat on, that's what he eats on. The Gemara says, shamet mino yesh breya. So Taisa said, amoyer di kikash. We had the same problem in the reish of the Mishnah. The Reish of the Mishnah, we have the regal Rishen, which says, Tophi, which Kolbin she wants to be a Monayan on her father's Kolbin, on her husband's Kolbin, and it says the same Loshin, that whichever she wants, she becomes a Monayan. So the Gemara asks, Shmami no yesh breira. So the Gemara says, no, it's not what she's mevara b'shah tachile, but she's mevara b'shah shchite. So Taisa says, so Mamela, what's the big deal over here? They also the same thing. That's what it says, that whatever the yosem is mevara, doesn't mean b'shah tachile, means b'shah shchite. So Taisa says, no hochel eishaye, my roite b'shah shchite. The bish loyme la'el ashmi'inon, the Eloi Birer of Ishashchita in a Helis Klaus, Vishloime, everything you have to understand. If the Mishnah means that she was Mevarer of Ishashchita, so what is the Mishnah telling us? Mishnah telling us, no, she eats on the Kalman, she is Mevarer of Ishashchita. No, that's Poshit. I mean, why does Mishnah have to tell us that, that which is Mevarer of Ishashchita? She's Mevarer of Ishashchita, she'll eat from that one. What is the Chiddush of the Mishnah? No, the Mishnah is telling us that you need bir. The Mishnah is telling us the Eloi bir or b'shah shchit ain't a chelat klal. Afal gam the salke dait of the boston baila grisha tvek. The svar that is a stom is nicha vishal baila. So the Mishnah is telling us, but by the first regal there's no such stom. By the first regal we have a sofik and we need a birul. To which column she wants to be a monik. Amol hoche. Im Reutze b'shas shchite, here, if the Mishnah means by Yosem, that he's telling us which Kolben he wants is my commandments. What is the Mishnah telling us? So Yosem said he wants to be a money on this Kolben b'shas shchite, so he's a money, he's kayak. What's the chiddush? Sel abayis mikol mokay, perish mishum de sel abayis lav de yeraise, Ahoche Israel Rabzeire Gufe Bepeirik Ein Bein Amu. Now, Teisvis is Chilik Am Rashi, and Teisvis learns a new pshat in the Gemara, which mitad echo the Loshna Gemara is very schwer, mitad acher, Teisvis is saying this because of a Bekiyas in a Gemara in the Dor. We mentioned that to me more than once. That was a Yisoidistika Machloikis, Rashi and Taisvis. What is the Machia to say Pshat in the Gemara? Is the Machia the Loshna Gemara or you have Zaitike Kashi? Taisvis, Rashi was a stickler with the Loshna Gemara, and Taisvis, that is as I was held, it's Kedai to be Mavat on the Loshan if we will be able to Mimiyashiv the difficulties that we have. But first, let us see what Taisvis says. Taisvis is a Gemara in the Dorim, Rav Zeir himself, that Taisvis is a big problem over here. Taisvis is a problem, Omar Rav Zeir is Sel Abayis, and Rav Zeir says in the Dorim, Sel Abayis Lav the Yerayis. So first, let's understand how Taisvis understood Pshat. Sel Abayis Lav the Yerayis, so Taisvis understood Pshat as follows. I got news for you. There's no Chiyuv. There's no inyan whatsoever for a father to be machrish a kolben pesach for his children. They don't need a kolben pesach, and he doesn't have to be machrish for them a kolben pesach. So what was your kasha? You had a kasha, it's totally in breire, you need his das, you need the das on the kolben decided later, I got news for you. He don't need das, there's no chiv to be machrish a kolben for him, the kolben doesn't help for him. It's all a boy who's loved the Reises. Only a rabbon on the whole thing. We give him tea, but there's no chiyuv. Some a mailer, there's no chiyuv. Some a mailer, you don't need a ritzi, you don't need nechuska, you don't need nothing. Some a mailer, so there's no problem. That's how Taisus learned Pshat in the Gemara. Perish, Mishum, the cell, a boy who's loved the Reises. Some a mailer, you don't need all the protein which are necessary by a Kovan Pesa. Vahochi, Isla, Abzeira, Gufi, Bepeir, Kein, Bein, Amun. We'll come back to the Rai from Rav Zeir. Bim Taima. V'hayich machol Pesach sheloi lebnuyiv. So Pesach says, oy vey. So good, he doesn't need a Kolben Pesach. But it says, you give him from the Kolben Pesach. You give the cotton from the Kolben Pesach. Shech, the good one, you don't need vey. But he eats from the Kolben Pesach. But Pesach, if he doesn't become a money, he doesn't have that. The father's das is not sufficient for him. Pesela boy is love the Yerayis. So it's love the Reises, so you have someone that's not a money and a Kolben Pesach, so they get the message from the Kolben Pesach. V'hayich machol Pesach shaloylem nuya. Ah, you'll tell me, hey, the cotton oichel nevelis ain't vezin mitzuvin lafrish, at least for yeah, you're not allowed, you're not mitzuvin to be mafrish. A cotton can eat nevelis. And then, you don't make it to be mafrishim. Oh, but least bis loibi yedai mosa kedai, you get on my bepeir kerish. But the Gemara says in Yevomis, to give a cotton a dvar isa, that costs me nefeir. Well, then this lois achilo. You're not allowed to give a cotton a dvar isa. You're not allowed to tell a cotton to do a dvar isa, and that's also mina teire. Make the chesvis. Good, he's not mechuyim in cotton pesa. But the Bereisa says he eats from the cotton pesa. You tell him to eat. See, being machlam and isa the reise, when shaloylam nuya. How can you do such a thing? Oy mari, this is a mechuyim de ketoisvis, which is moiradik mechudish. The hosam yalfinem ni loy sachilum. Seichlum, it says loy seichlum, ni dashen loy sachilum. And it says by shrotzen, that you're not allowed to give a cotton a sheret to eat. Allowed to give a cotton dam to eat. The hosam yalfinem loy sachilum loy osa ele dum yedish shrotzen in the veilet. That's what the Torah says. Aber ki ein gavne dike chinnach mitvishori. Here, I'm not giving him a double osa. It's not your Osa, Shalaylam Nuya. But there's a Chinuch Mitzvah. So there's a Chinuch Mitzvah. So my male, that's why it's mother. So Rab Chaim asked from Toysvah, where's the Chinuch Mitzvah? He's not a money on the kolb. Why does it say Davke, he eats from one of these two kolbonos? Let him eat from a third kolb. I'm going to admit to see from a kolb and Pesach. Let him eat from a third kolb. Why Davke, one of these two kolbonos? So that's the Chmir, the Dvar Shmuel bin Dana Minchas Chinuch says that the Chiddush over here is that the whole reason the Pasnishkein Minui by a cotton and a Kolben Pesach is because there's a Chesoron of Kapta. That means by every Kolben Pesach, if I shech for someone else, you need the Das of that someone else. You need that. A cotton is a lav bal das, back a lav bal das. And if according to Rabbi Zayin, the seller base of his lav de reise, so he can't use the father's das. So we have here a problem. What is the problem? The problem is that we have here a kovim pesach, which technically he can't become a monoi. The das of the father is not sufficient. The cotton doesn't have das, so he doesn't become a monoi. But if this situation would be repeated, begadlusoi, so be gewaldig. Begadlusoi, he is a bardas. So if the father would shecht for him a kolben peisa, and we say stone, a son wants a father's kolben peisa. So a mele, so this would be a kiyum a mitzvah. So there's a mitzvah of chinuch taket. There's a mitzvah of chinuch. Even the type of chinuch is regilus, where mangel the cotton that this situation should be existent, the gadlusoi. He has to be rogel, so you do it with him, the kapnusoi. To eat from another cotton pesach, it's not as a shek. He wasn't money on the other cotton pesach. So what do you mangel to do a veiris? That's no chinuch. The chinuch is fakel. A botesis is a mohiyim de kizach. That the whole Issa of Leisachilum is only by Dvorim, which there's no Inyan of Chinuch. When there's an Inyan of Chinuch, there's no Leisachilum. Now I have mentioned before that the Loshna Gemara is L'chayra not Mashma like Taisis, because the Gemara says that Mores Nakashe, if you hold Ein Breire, so how does it help? The Gemara answers, Se la boyis mikol moke. So according to Rashi, it's beautiful to Loshna Gemara, that a person can be mafrish as se la boyis mikol moke, even though you don't have the das of the cotton. According to Taisus, what's out of the Gemara, there's no such thing in a se la boyis. So what's the mikol moke? For can't the vote is se la boyis, love the rice, and there's no union of se la boyis. So according to Taisus, the Shver, the Loshna Gemara. Taisus, Rabbeire, in the Dorim says this. Fine. But I'll upon him, the Loshna Gemara is Shver. Then there's another Moiridike Kashe on Taisus. we have a problem. Good. Tosfos says, this is a whole shtick teure by a cotton and does and beautiful. Fine. That the chiyuv b'chal on the cotton and there's no issur of leis achilum and shalom al yisur. And the b'aisa we had by an eved k'nani is also the same alone. That the odin shechts for the eved. Now an eved k'nani is mechuyev min atere to bring a cotton pesa. And here it also works shalom yidat. Now where do we dig this halacha? Akochach b'shtay yisrael apoy. That the other can check for the bayis. So it's very modern. Before we brought down the posik selabayis, and by ever it's also selabayis, and it's a svei. By the ever knani, it means he's taka bailamanis, and by a cotton, the mom means to say something else. And the kasha of Tosfos brought down a maima of Rabbi Zeir. Rav Zeira said that sell a boy is love their eyes. So, I mean, this is like a problem. I mean, Vinish V, it's just the same Rav Zeira. That I say she said the eyes, and there he says, la boy is love their eyes. So Rav Chaim says, I'm uim de keteres on Taisus. On this kasha. Rav Chaim says, we have to know the Gemara in the Dorim. The Gemara in the Dorim is speaking about if one could be mafresh a korban for someone else, shalai midata. So the Gemara started off by saying, just like one could be mafresh a korban for bono, nois of aktanim, one can also be mafresh for someone else. What's the difference? Bono, a nois of someone else, a korban pesa. You can be mafresh for someone else. Abzaira said, no, it's no raya. Sell a boy is love the raya. The first you learn shat, be mafresh for the korban, it's gonish for the korban, it doesn't help for the korban. Rashi learns that it does help for the Kohen. So what Pshat and Rav Zeira said, our boy is love the Rashi. So Rav Chaim says, Amir and the Kibbol. The whole people in the Gemara over there is a Kohen, that someone is Mechuyev to bring, a Kohen Chayva, can someone else be Mafrish the Kohen for him and do the whole thing for him, a Kohen Chayva. So the Gemara that have him in the hell, that a father is Mechuyev to see that his Ketanim should bring a Kohen Pesach, it's also a Kohen Chayva. So the Gemara held that just like a father can bring a kolm chayva for his children, what then he can bring for someone else? That was the line, the trend of thought. And for the Gemara, sell a boy is love the raisa. There's no chayva to bring for a cotton. When you bring it, it helps for the cotton, but it's not a chayva to bring. That's love the raisa. There's no chayva in a Torah that the cotton has to do it. If you bring it for the cotton, it helps. But there's no chayv that it has to be done. So memeila, you can't build that since a father can be mafrish for a cotton, is ois kishpat, someone else can be mafrish for someone else. Sell a boy is love the rice. There's no chayv the rice for that a cotton should be bought for a cotton. So you can't learn out from that the Torah was megala, that the das of elves for a cotton, that who the din a das from someone can help for someone else.